Just a little note on Micah 3 verse 11. Yet they lean on Yahweh and they say, isn't Yahweh in the midst of us? No disaster will come on us. Well, in all this chapter, he's condemning Judah for the way that they're trusting in these false prophets. They're not living as they ought to. They're living in a very bad way. And yet he says, you lean on Yahweh. Obviously, the idea is you trust in Yahweh and you say, Yahweh's in the midst of us. No disaster will come on us. Well, this same word for leaning on, that is, trusting in, you find it quite repeatedly in Isaiah, where Judah are condemned for leaning or trusting in their enemies rather than upon Yahweh, that's Isaiah 10:20, for trusting or leaning upon Egypt, Isaiah 31 verse 1, and then trusting or leaning upon their own deceit, Isaiah 30 verse 12. So they trusted or leaned upon secular strength and their own ideas, but here it says they leaned or trusted in Yahweh. What's the resolution of that? I think the resolution is quite simple, that if you don't completely trust in Yahweh, in God, then you don't trust in him at all. That is, I'm afraid, the conclusion that I come to from this. So faith, in both Hebrew and Greek, the words translated faith mean exactly this, to trust, or as it's put here, to lean upon, put your weight upon. You know, they put their weight upon the reed of Egypt, and they put so much weight upon it, the prophets say in their metaphor of a bruised reed, that the reed collapsed so badly that it put the shoulder and the thighs of Judah out of joint. That would only happen if you had put your entire weight upon that stick that you're leaning on, and it was a reed, and it collapsed, and so that's what happened. And, okay, we hear the message coming through to us, complete trust in God, or you're not trusting at all. If you trust a bit in secular human strength and a bit in God, well, that doesn't count. Oh, you then look at the whole range of options that we have in life and how we kind of do life. That seems so difficult. I mean, what are we saying? No insurance policies? Are we saying that we should not, you know, take out basic health insurance? That we should not take out, I don't know, various types of insurance? You get sick, I mean, do you not go to a doctor? Or do you say, no, that's trusting in human strength? Well, I don't think so, because I don't think that you have examples in the Bible of people living in that kind of way. We are asked to be responsible, and living a responsible life is one thing, but the state of our heart is, I think, another thing. In other words, we are to trust completely in God, first and foremost and absolutely. The channels through which he may work may be absolutely secular and human channels, as we know that is how he works. The Bible is full of that. So, let's take an example. You are driving far from anywhere, and bang, there's a puncture. So you pull over to the side of the road, you think, yeah, I'll change the wheel, and you find that the clever bloke who used the car before you also had a puncture, and that wheel that is in the back is no good. It's shot. The tire's also shot, really badly shot. And you look a bit more at your tire, and you see, this is really shot. What am I going to do? Now, the secular person, the unbeliever, will be immediately thinking, right, have I got an emergency number? Can I call this number, call that number? Where exactly am I? Right, where's the nearest town? How long, you know, is there to go to the nearest town? Right, can I flag down some passing drivers? These thoughts rush into the mind. For the believer, the first thought, as soon as you realize there's a puncture, is God. Trust. Trust in him as a child. Trust. Run to daddy. And all the way through the process of maybe calling for help, trying to flag down other drivers to help you. All the way through that, God, God, God is my trust. God is my strong salvation. God will bring me through this. And sure, do you mean that you don't try to flag down help? Do you mean that you don't try to phone and get some help to come out to you? No, of course. Of course you do those things. That is not a lack of faith, but it depends in what attitude of mind you do those things. And this then, that little simple example, then goes on right through life. Pensions, insurance, all these things, all these issues have got to be dealt with in that same spirit. It is facile to say, as some very extreme Pentecostal groups do, that, oh no, nothing to do with doctors, nothing to do with getting help from anybody, that's trusting in the flesh. No, this is irresponsible, foolish living. This is, as it were, sort of precluding God from helping you. What do you want, a sort of a total miracle? Do you want an angel to fly down from heaven and change your wheel and give you a brand new wheel and tap you on the under the chin and give you a cup of coffee or something? I mean, no, that's not how God works. God works through human channels. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, if you're there praying for an angel to come from heaven and change your wheel and, you know, all that, well, no, God works through human channels. And we are only human. We are no more than that. We are no less than that. And so what was wrong with Israel here in Micah chapter 3 was that they said that we lean on Yahweh, no evil therefore shall happen to us, even though he's been telling them through Micah that evil or disaster is being planned by him and shall come upon them. It's quite clear, same words are used in Micah chapter 2. So the problem was that they treated God as if he was a last resort, as if he were a kind of insurance policy, as if he was one of a range of issues that you consider in life. And, you know, well, yeah, there's that aspect to it, to life. Well, there's God and all that. No, it's not a case of, I suppose there's God and all that. No, you see, this is the problem. This is the attitude that's being hit at, that you are treating God as if he is one in a whole range of possible solutions.